spots Trouts.
There we go. Fleming took the last one. Merv Hughes before him.
In his career. What a catch by David Boot. You won't see many better catches at forward short leg than that one. The Aussies are all around, and have a look at that. Fleming alongside Warn there, the last two to take a hat-trick for Australia. What a moment.
Couple of great moments. Warnie's 700th wicket and a Warnie's hat-trick at the Melbourne Cricket Ground. We're talking greatest ever Victorian and SA sporting moments to try and work out when we do get crowds back in the grandstands at the MCG and the Adelaide Oval. Will that be one of the greatest sporting moments we've had in these states? Because it's due to be a showdown in Adelaide, and who knows, it might still be Collingwood Richmond at the MCG as the return game for the AFL. I don't think crowds will be allowed back, if you wanted my opinion, at that stage of the AFL season, if it is the next round to go ahead in a couple of months. But it could well be the Boxing Day test, as has been speculated quite a bit so far this morning. 1300 736 736. Give me a couple of yours. 1300 736 736. Sport has continued in some forms, of course, with SEN on the weekend launching SEN Track with live coverage of the harness racing and the Greyhound racing, and it continues today on 1377 SEN Plus, hosted by Jack Heveron and David Taggart, with harness racing from Cranbourne and the Greyhounds from Healesville and Ballarat. Josh Jenkins was enjoying his dose of harness racing. I think you're the harness racing ambassador, as well as being a, well, I can't, can I call you Geelong Cats forward? You haven't really played a game yet. Josh, welcome to you. Great to have you on the program.
Good afternoon, Dwayne. Yes, I guess by title, I'm a Geelong Cats footballer. Yeah, but by definition, I haven't yet pulled on the jumper. So, put on the T-shirt, but not the actual hoops.
Yeah, that's going to be a moment. Absolutely, it's going to be a moment. Talk me through the weekend of racing. Did it give you your dose?
Yeah, it's certainly good to take your mind off what else is happening in the world. And probably been guilty of trying to digest too much of what's happening with the coronavirus situation. So it's good to be able to have something still left in the world for us to enjoy and to take our mind off things, because we can sort of get swamped and carried away by everything that's going on, because it's quite sad.
So you do actually love the trots. You got out the Globe Derby a bit in your days in SA.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, got out to Globe Derby, and I've had one winner over there. I've got a little filly who, perfect timing. She's just coming back from a long spell, and she's about 2 weeks away from the races. And I dare say within 2 weeks we probably won't be racing. So timing's not great there. But no, I love the harness racing. I just love the grassroots element of the sport. You know, the trainers and drivers work harder than anyone I know in any industry. So, yeah, it's sort of drawn me to the sport, and it's nice and affordable. So I've got a few horses that run around with a few ex-Crows teammates, and we do all right.
So you've still got a couple of Crows teammates who talk to you?
Yeah, a couple. Well, we share this horse together, so they've got no choice but to... I'm the manager of the syndicate, so they've got no choice but to contact me to see how he's going.
Talking about his old mates at the Adelaide Football Club, Josh, I presume at this time you are leaning on some old friendships, and I'm sure your wife probably is too. You're in a strange town, a new town. It's a bizarre circumstance for you, and you can't really have that kind of connection that you probably did have if you were still in SA.
Yeah, for sure, Dwayne. That's a good point, particularly from my wife's point of view. You know, the girls sort of sometimes just get... they have to tag along a little bit with this career. It's quite a selfish career, and you know, Hannah was very, very well established and happy in Adelaide. And as I said, our career led us to Geelong, and she sort of had to pick it, leave everything behind, and be friends. So this is probably the time where, you know, the girls would sit at the footy together and have a chat and get to know each other, and sort of had that taken away from us. So that's okay. We just put that on hold, and hopefully in 3 or 4 or 5 months we'll be able to pick up where we left off.
And we talk about the blokes unit that you've got to lean on as a, you know, a, person involved in team sport, and a team sport where you see each other virtually every day and you live in each other's pockets, so you know each other so well and you know which players you can and can't lean on. But the girls have the same get-together kind of ability, don't they, to lean on each other. And that's something the footy clubs don't really talk about much, but it's such a valuable thing for the other half to enjoy.
Yeah, it's massive. And I think all clubs understand that now and try to really build on that aspect of their club and preach family and talk about how important it is for everyone in everyone's family to be well connected to the club. And that's the beauty of a football club or of a team. It brings the people together. And I think when you've got, you know, as it was in Adelaide in my last couple of seasons and as it is in Geelong, when you've got a little bit of an older list, you've got a lot of players who've got children, and that's a natural thing that brings families and girls together. So it's something at the moment we'll have to put to the side in terms of physical contact, but we can still, plenty of ways to still connect using modern technology, that's for sure.
So if footy resumes, say it's late July, for example, as a hypothetical, will you, with an older body, be better off having had the break, or do you think you won't be better off because you're going to be 5 months older than you were?
It's such an unknown scenario. I think if we had played 12 games, the break would have come and been welcomed by guys who were probably 30 plus. But I guess the fact that we've only played, there's only been one round of footy. There's not much benefit for anyone in really having a break. It's been really strange and hard to really wrap your head around how to approach especially the initial stages of this break, because you know we're all at peak fitness after 4 months of pre-season training, and we're all well aware that it's at least sort of going to be 3 months where there's no footy, or we're not going to be able to train as a group for a minimum of 10 weeks. So I think it's probably foolish and a little bit of an ask on your own body to try and maintain the training standard that we've had. So I think it's probably a period now for 2 or 3 weeks where you just dip down and just maintain your fitness over every 3 or 4 days. And then once we've got a bit more certainty, you can probably ramp it up. But as you know, the inability to train as a group is making things difficult, and we're going to need at least sort of 2 or 3 weeks to do that once we get back.
So one-on-one physio sessions are still allowed, legally, according to the government, that's still allowed, but you're not allowed to have them at the club, I understand. You're not allowed to go to the club to have it. Is that correct?
If you need we're not allowed in the club whatsoever. We're allowed to see our medical staff and physios away in a designated space, but we're not allowed in the club at all, to my understanding. And we're also not allowed to train in any more than groups of two, which I know now is sort of the government's ruling, yeah. But we've sort of been under that premise for a couple of weeks since we've been told that the season was shutting down. So it is making things difficult from that sense, but I think we've only got to look around and understand that there's tens and tens of thousands of people who have got harder situations than us. So sometimes you've just got to look around and be thankful for what you do have, not what you don't have.
So who's your training partner? Who are you going to go to, run the Botanic Gardens with or whatever?
Well, I'm actually, the family and I have just jumped in the car and come up to Swan Hill. Hannah's family have got a large farm up here, so we've got horses and motorbikes and things to keep us occupied with an 18-month-old. We thought it would be difficult to keep her happy at home in Geelong in a small backyard, so we've come up here. So I'll probably lean on the Dow brothers, Paddy and Thompson Dow, who are up from this way as well. So I might rotate between those two brothers. We can't all get together at once, but we'll grab Paddy one day and Thompson the next, and see if we can stay fit and pinch a few secrets from Carlton and Richmond as well.
Well, hang on. If you've got adjoining properties, I presume it's legal, if you're wearing gloves to touch the same ball, you can kick it over the fence to them.
Well, I think so. You're never too sure what you can and can't do at the moment.
But if you're kicking it to their yard, and that's two brothers in their yard, I'm thinking that they might be able to kick it back to you. Of course, you can go with the accidentally kicked it over the fence.
Yeah, well, you can. The old paddocks up in Swan Hill are a little bit rough, so I'm not sure how the medical staff would appreciate a few rolled ankles in the rough old paddocks up here in Swan Hill.
What about will you get put to work up there? Is going home a bit of a danger, given that they might put you on the tractor or give you some tools?
Well, Hannah's dad and or mum and dad are actually about to bowl over their house up here in Swan Hill, so there's. Apparently, there's plenty of jobs for me to do up here. I must admit, I'm quite lucky. I fell into footy 10 years ago because I'm not fantastic on the tools and with my hands. So I'll be a bit more of a delegator than an actual labourer, I think.
And what's your go-to solo training wise? Do you like fartlek running? Are you just like a sprint uphill kind of guy? Do you like a go for a longer kind of jog and hit the road on your own? What's going to be your go-to when you decide, okay, it's time to get the sand shoes on and get a bit more serious?
Yeah, I'll try and keep it. I'll try and really change it up as much as I can. And, one day, even things like, and this is what I sort of meant by the next 2 or 3 weeks, not having to worry about being, really smashing yourself. We're about 6 or 7 kilometres out of town. So just walk into town one morning, Hannah's dad's got a little trotting track where he used to get his harness horses fit. So just run around that every now and then, jump on the bike and go for a ride. I've got some boxing gloves here so I can lay into a few trees out here. So just try and keep it as try and change things up as much as possible. And then once we have a bit more clarity on when the footy or when we're going to get back to the clubs, we can really get stuck into the training, which is more accurate for what we need once we get back.
Okay, before I let you go, just some rapid fire. Yes, no, Jenko, if you don't mind. Josh, I'll throw a couple of questions at you and you can give me a yes or no. Best of 3 grand final series, you into that or not?
Yes.
Wild card round, so 7 players 10th and 8th players 9th for the last 2 final spots.
Yes.
Shortest quarter, 16 minutes plus time on or not?
No.
Unlimited interchange or yes or no?
Yes.
16 men on the field only, so we scrap the wingers or 2 positions on the field to reduce congestion?
Yes.
I like it. We'll continue to pick your brain. Josh, have you got a winner? Did you have a winner on the weekend before I let you go?
I did. We had a couple of winners Saturday night. It's actually one at Cranbourne tonight in race 8, number 3, and he's about $25. So chuck a fiver, and times are tough for everyone. So just chuck a fiver on him, and who knows, we might strike it lucky.
Nice work, Josh. Always great to have a chat to you, and good luck up at Swan Hill. I know you've got a few of your own family up there, and enjoy the best of what is a difficult time.
Thanks, Dwayne, and hopefully everyone's doing the same.
I'll see you when you get back to town. Josh Jenkins, Harness Racing Ambassador, Geelong Cats forward, former Crow star. Great to have him as part of our coverage of SEN Plus for SEN Track, continuing today with Harness Racing and Greyhounds on 1377 SEN. That's 1377 SEN Plus. And whilst we're giving a little plug, I want to give a plug to Macca's. They're recognising those in the healthcare system that are working tirelessly to look after each other and look after each of us and our loved ones at the moment. So to say thanks, Macca's shouting any healthcare workers a free small McCafe hot drink or medium soft drink until the 17th of May. Back with your calls straight after the break. 1300 736 1300 736 736. That's the open line. Thanks to Werribee Kia. Heaps to get to still. Basil Zemplis on the Ben Cousins special. Did you see it? What did you think? 1300 736 736. And Gazy to join me as well.